Treasury Star Parade. Under the personal direction of William A. Bacher, with Lanny Ross, Todd Duncan, Genevieve Rowe, Audrey Marsh, Al Goodman and his orchestra and chorus, and Henry Hall as our master of ceremonies.
And this is Henry Hull, ladies and gentlemen, with another of the programs brought to you by the Treasury Department. Of all the light operettas I've ever heard or seen, none touched me quite so tenderly or moved me quite so deeply as Jerome Kern's Showboat, which started a new trend when it was first produced here in New York 12 or 14 years ago. I've never forgotten it. Its music is haunting, melodic, and truly American. I think it was Jerome Kern at his best. The original star of the radio production, Lanny Ross, is right here with us to sing Make Believe, Why Do I Love You and You Are Love, with Genevieve Rowe. Audrey Marsh is on tap with a trio of I Can't Help Loving That Man, and our old friend Todd Duncan is back to sing Old Man River. Al Goodman has put them all together, and we won't say a word until it's all finished except thank you, Jerry Kay, for a lovely bouquet.
Make believe I blending in a phantom kiss for two or three. Might as well make believe I love you.
Mississippi, colored folks work while the white folks play, pulling them boats from the dawn to sunset, getting no rest till the judgment day. Don't look up and don't look down, you don't have to make a white horse crown. Bend your knees and bow your head and pull that rope until away from the Mississippi. Let me go away from the white man, boss. Show me that stream called the River Jordan. That's the old stream that I long to cross. Old Man River, that old man river, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along.
On the Mississippi,
don't plant taters, he don't plant cotton, and then that land is all forgotten. But old man river, he just keeps rolling along.
Now he's all right, all along.
You and me, we sweat and strain, body all aching and racked with pain. Tote that barn, lift that bale, get in the trunk, and you'll land in.
Lonnie Ross, ladies and gentlemen. You know, being here today, I feel somehow that I'm talking to a lot of old friends, people that I've known for a long time and who know me, people all over America. And I've been thinking, we're a mighty lucky bunch of people here in this country. We've still got radios, and our government still lets us listen to them. We can think what we like and say what we like, and we do. Right now, though, we're a little shaken up. We haven't made up our minds about some things. But there's one thing we all realize, and that is that we've got to win this war. I was talking today with one of the men from the United States Treasury who was down here to listen to our show. He was telling me about the new quota drive, which they are launching, to raise the money that we've got to have to win this war. They are asking us, all of us, to invest 10% of our earnings, our total incomes, in war savings, bonds, and stamps. We're going to have that much money if we are to win this war. To do that, we may have to give up a few things. But surely that won't be hard, will it? All of us here in America have got to do our job. We must raise our quotas. 10% of everything we make. Every dollar you invest in war savings, bonds, and stamps is a dollar invested in the future of America. Remember, this is your country. Keep it yours.
Thank you.